The following podcast may contain spoilers.
All of season 5.1 has come down to this. You voted on Twitter at Binge Movies. You listened to us binge, rank, and review. And you decided which movie was going to be Last Movie Standing. Yes, you did decide which was going to be the last movie standing. And we are here for a gala unlike any other in the annals of film history. We are here to coronate the champion of season 5.1. Not just the film, but also the defender of that film. We are here to reveal who you voted for. We had a lot of nominations. We had a lot of worthy films for consideration, and it all came down to Paul from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast defending the shortlist, which of course were my choices. Of that, he selected Dread 3D from 2012, and he went up against The Duchess of Florida, the Gator of the Gulf Coast, the Jedi mind trick herself. She is one with the Force. She is the Lady Wan. And, of course, she is royalty around here. She is the first lady of Binge Movies. And it got heated. It was highly entertaining. We got a lot of great feedback from you, our Binge Lords, who were listening at home. I think both of our competitors did an amazing job. We thought Lady Wan was going to go with Thor Ragnarok. She was on the Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 3 Part 1 ranked episode. Very convoluted. And we thought for sure, of course, she's going to select her movie. You know, she's a big Marvel head, and we thought for sure she's going to pick Thor the Dark World. That, of course, not Thor the Dark World. Nobody would pick Thor the Dark World. Jesus Christ. We thought she would pick Thor Ragnarok. She zigged when we thought she was going to zag, and instead she picked Men in Black, which was a selection I made, and also Catherine Gonzalez made from Shuffle the Shuffle podcast and Latinx Lens. And honestly, that subverted our expectations, because if you listen to that episode, neither one of us, neither Kat or myself, thought we were going to do, like, we're going to pick Men in Black. It was going up against Titanic and a bunch of other, you know, bigger films, arguably. And we ended up going with Men in Black, and we were both surprised by it. Come to find out, the Lady Wan also is a big Men in Black aficionado, and of course it was Men in Black versus Dread, which was really I didn't think it was going to come to that. And that's the fun thing that we get to do here at Binge Movies is, you know, we start with 25, 30 films somewhere in that range at the beginning of every season. And episode by episode, about five at a time, give or take, we go through and we rank from worst to best. And the guests have what they think is the best, which is, of course, the guest list. And I have what I think is the best, which is the short list of every single week. And at the end, we can only choose one film, and it goes up against another film, and then you get to choose. You get final cut, right, as it were. You get to choose which one film is worthy of preservation for all time. And what's amazing is when you watch all these movies stacked together like this, and then you watch them back to back to back, every week it could be something unexpected could happen. And then by the end of the season, when it's down to the best of the best of the best, a lot of unexpected stuff can happen. And it's really interesting when we have guest podcasters on, even if we come to the same conclusion, right? Even if we come to the same conclusion that, say, Men in Black is a great film, we're going to come to that for very different reasons. What necessarily stuck out to one film critic or one podcaster with, say, Kat, and what stuck out to me could have been two very different things, right? We have very different responses, and of course, film is subjective and all that great stuff. And of course, that's different than you, our audience, you, our Binge Lords. You have a different interaction with these films. I know some of you, you know, you listen to the show, and if you're following us on letterboxd.com/bingemovies, I know that you see like what's coming up on the show. We have it on one of our lists, movies to be reviewed, and you're kind of watching along with us. Or maybe we talk about a movie you haven't seen or haven't seen in a while, then you go check it out different. And then when you tweet us at Binge Movies, you have a completely different response than we do, myself or our guest, as we're talking about the films. That's what makes this whole thing so fun and so interesting, and it makes the entire experiment that has been foisted upon me by the Dark Movie Overlords worth it, right? That's the little ounce of pleasure that they let me actually have in my life. Now, don't tell them that I actually semi-enjoy doing this sometimes. Sometimes it's nothing but extreme pain and seems like cruel and unusual punishment. Other times it seems like just a really great time at the movies, or an interesting time at the very least. And that's what the format and the task that's been given to us with this show allows me to do, that, you know, is so unique to this show. And what's also unique is your participation. You get to actually participate. You get to actually vote. And in a few seconds, we will reveal which movie is going to be added to the vault. But you also get to participate by choosing which movies we binge and which movies we review. You can go to bingemovies.podbean.com and you can control the movies that we're binging. You go there, you hit the donate button for $5. We're going to give you some stickers and some trading cards. We're going to give you the vintage Binge Movies logo sticker. It's vinyl. It's waterproof. You can slap it on a water bottle. You can run it through your dishwasher. It will not be affected. I've run mine. I've got one as a tester. I've ran it through the dishwasher on one of my Nalgene bottles because I'm a hydro homie. And I dropped it on there, and I've been running it through the dishwasher at least a dozen times now. And no problems, no wear and tear. So you get the really cool little retro logo that we have. That we had in the past. You get that on a vinyl sticker and help support the show. You can deface the public with it or somebody else's property. We don't care. And you can also get a little trading card pack. It could be from some random movies from the 80s and 90s. We'll slip that in. We'll mail it to you. Just hit us up on the donate button. Hit $5. We'll get that in the mail to you. Now, for $10, we'll do a feature presentation review. That's our old school deep dive review style that we've done. And you can pick any movie we haven't previously covered and done a review on, and you can pick it, and we'll talk about it for $10. And we'll throw in some trading cards as well. And then, of course, for $25, you can get 5 films. We'll do a ranking episode for you. Maybe you have a theme, right? Maybe you want us to do, say, like Die Hard knockoffs, and you want us to pick the movies. We can do that. If you're saying, hey, no, I really want, a career retrospective on this particular person, like we did with Brendan Fraser back in the day, we could do it that way. If you want to do you have the 5 films, but you don't necessarily know how to thematically put them together, we'll figure that out for you. So just hit that donate button, bingemovies.podbean.com, to control the binge. And of course, last little plug, not only do you get to vote at Binge Movies on Twitter, but you also get a shout out. If you share the show on social media and you hit us up on Twitter and you let us know, or you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Listen, somebody hit us up on Twitter and said, I share for selfish reasons because I want the show to grow. And the only way the show grows is it has to become more popular. And the more popular it is, the more likely you'll continue making episodes. That's the fact of it, folks. This is a time-consuming task the Dark Movie Overlords have given us, and they're going to force us to do the show whether anyone's listening or not. But to grow the audience, we need your support, and the best way you can do it is leaving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, or preferably, sharing the show with your friends and followers on social media. If you let us know that you've done that, if you tweet us or email us, say, hey, I've shared the show, we include you on every Friday. We put out a list of that week's binge elite, and you can grow your followers as we're growing ours, and one hand washes another. We can help each other out. So join the best thing going today. Join the binge elite. Share the show on Twitter. Leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you let us know. We'll give you a shout out. So we also have Binge Movies membership cards. If you're listening to this in the not-too-distant future on Twitter, and probably in the feed, we'll be announcing Binge Movies membership cards, which is actually going to come with perks. Now, what is a Binge Movies membership card? It's just that. Binge Movies isn't just a podcast. It's a nice, wonderful video store in sunny, tropical Akron, Ohio. But we've got listeners all around the world. So how can we How can we give you membership benefits to our video store and our video club here and the podcast if you're, say, in Denmark or Germany or Australia or anywhere else in the world or anywhere else in North America? Maybe you're not within driving distance of Akron, Ohio. What can we do for you? We can give you a membership card. It is a legit Binge Movies membership card. It says Binge Movies membership card. And on the back, it'll have your personalized information, your name, your when you became a member, your membership number, and there will be perks. There will be perks that go along with that membership card. And we're going to be revealing those in the not-too-distant future. And so that's also going to be a great way to support the show and to get a little bonus there, get a little benefit there for the podcast. And so we wanted to do that as well. And we're working on some other things, other ways you can support the show and maybe some show merch. But we're just working on stuff behind the scenes. But the membership cards will be out soon. If you want to know more, of course, follow us on Twitter at Binge Movies. That's where we make all of our announcements and release pretty much everything. So keep an eye on at Binge Movies, and more information will be coming in the not too distant future. Well, without much further ado, I think it's time that we reveal which one film has been added, as voted by you, the Binge Lords, to the vault.
Ladies and gentlemen, Twitter followers and creepers, binge lords of all gender identities, thank you for making the best decision for cinematic history by voting for my choice from the Binge Movies guest list. Your support has ensured that my selection, 1997's Men in Black, has been saved in the Binge Movies vault and will be preserved for all time, even beyond the end times. After being a guest on Binge Movies a handful of times in 2020, I was invited to participate in the show's season 5.1 finale. I accepted, but unknowingly was taking on the challenge of facing a legend of Binge Movies, Paul, from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast. Not only did I have the pressure of representing all season 5.1 guest choices in Last Movie Standing, I also had to argue against an intelligent, eloquent, Aussie-accented podcaster who we know is beloved by both hashtag film Twitter and Binge Movies host and video store manager Jason. The challenge could not have been greater, but luckily I was equipped with a stellar selection of movie choices provided by Binge Movies guests this last season. I want to thank those guests. Paul from The Countdown, Kevin R. Brackett from Real Spoilers, Erica from E-Rock Reviews, and especially Kat from Things Cat Loves on Twitter for picking Men in Black on her episode. And also thank you to the other season 5.1 guest, me, the Lady Wan. I really couldn't have done it without me. Thank you to Jason and CJ for running one hell of a video store. The selection here is truly incredible. If you ever find yourself in sunny, balmy Akron, Ohio, you absolutely have to stop by the store and sign up for a membership. I've heard you can get more information on that by going to bingemovies.podbean.com today. For some reason, that sentence is ringing in my head. It's really weird. Anyway, the biggest thanks of all goes to you, Binge Lords, and everyone on hashtag film Twitter who voted for Men in Black in this season's Last Movie Standing. While Paul made a tremendous argument in defense of a film that many people enjoy, 2012's Dread 3D, you made the right decision by voting for Men in Black, a timeless, yet of its time, modern classic with comedy, heart, and action. Perfect chemistry between its stars and a defining moment in cinema history as Will Smith became a full-blown fucking movie star. So thank you for voting. Thank you for choosing this movie. Thank you for giving Men in Black the esteemed place it deserves in the vault. I will forever treasure this experience. But you know what the difference is between other Binge Movies guests and me? I make this look good. I'm sorry, I can't even take myself seriously. Thank you, everyone. I was very anxious that I wasn't going to win. I threatened to cry if I didn't get my way. It was not an empty threat. I really would have cried. So thank you. It's the best movie, right? It's just the best. Love you guys. Thank you.
That, my friends and my fellow binge lords, is a speech for the ages. Of course, that means that Dread 3D, the little movie that couldn't, has been eliminated from cinematic history. It also means that the next entry into the vault to be preserved for all time, even beyond the end times, 1997's Men in Black. Where in the world do we go from here? Well, I know that we have at least one more phase of Marvel to look at. I know that we're going to be looking at some of the some movies that can only be defined as holy shit. We're going to be looking at the top grossing films 10 through 1 for 1998, which includes things like Lethal Weapon 4, Deep Impact, Mulan, Godzilla, one more goddamn time, Saving Private Ryan, Armageddon, Shakespeare in Love, and so much more. We have maybe my favorite film franchise of all time, which is going to be one of our largest binges ever. That's over 2 years in the making. 8 films we're going to be talking about in this franchise. And then that has even scratched the surface of the movies that we're going to be covering in season 5.2 this spring and into the summer. And then we're not done from there. We're going to be doing in season 5.3, we're going to be doing maybe the 5 most requested films in the history of this podcast, 5 beloved films, and you know the score, binge lords. You know what's up. We're going to take 5 of the most popular films from one of the most popular decades in cinema history. We're going to pit them against each other, and only one can be left standing. Then we're going to bring, we're going to go into some weird territory. We're going to go into not one, not two, but potentially 3 deadly fetus films. Then we're going to finish out in 2021, the 1990s. We're going to finish out the top grossing films, the 1990s, which means we're finally going to talk about The Mummy, The Matrix, The Sixth Sense. How about Episode 1, The Phantom Menace? Then we're going to deep dive into one of the most influential and most popular phenomena horror franchises of the 1980s. 1, 2, we're coming for you. We'll let you guess what 3, 4 is. And we're not done there, man. I mean, this year is absolutely stacked. We're also going to watch some of the strangest movies of the 1990s. We got so much coming your way just this year. That does not include our feature presentation reviews. That does not include instant reactions. That does not include bonus episodes. We're going to be covering at least 80 more films for our ranking episodes and dozens more through commentary tracks and feature presentation reviews and sponsored episodes. This is going to be a jam-packed year for binge movies, and we could not do it without you. The best thing that we have going is you, our listeners, all around the world. When somebody hits us up on Twitter or social media or slides in the DMs or shoots us an email and says, just discovered your show, it's now like my top 5 favorite podcast, or it's my number 1 favorite podcast. You guys are so entertaining and so informative, and we love the guests that you have on. That means the world to us, sincerely. And we could not do this show without all of our guest hosts. So I'm going to thank everybody who appeared this season, season 5.1. Everybody is going to be appearing in season 5.2. We've got some great guests lined up for you. We're going to go off the beaten path a little bit. We're going to be pulling from the world of my childhood and from the world of YouTube. Our dark influence is only growing to the pleasure of the dark movie overlords and our patron saint who watches from above, Kevin Dunn. We beseech ye, Kevin Dunn, to pray on our behalf, to grant us mercy, and let your dark magic flow through us one more time as we open a rainbow bridge across the horizon of cinematic taste, genre, quality, and decades. We are going to go further into the past than we ever have before with binge movies. We're going to go into completely brand new territories, release an entirely new sub-series of the show. This is going to be an exciting year for us, and I just hold on to your horses, folks. Just hold on. Until next time, binge on.
It's over, Rock!
Now that it's over, just give me something to drink.
There ain't nothing on ice gonna save it now!
Lefty Brisk, I say, eh?
Except maybe this.